way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
It's over.
Means we need to talk.
Hello!
Hello!
Seinfeld. Howdy.
Seinfeld reference. Did you even know that?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Seinfeld.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Anyways, hello and welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess, Carol, and my husband, Joseph.
Yes, that is I. Welcome back. Been a little bit of a crazy schedule.
Yeah, and you know, life happens.
We had some unwelcome house guests that we needed to...
You stop that nonsense.
Couldn't get them out soon enough. No, I'm kidding.
No, your mom and pop were with us for a while.
They were. Well, she was on the last podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a crazy little lady.
She is something. She's something, all right.
It
was nice seeing them. It was. It's always tough.
Why was it tough?
Because they're my parents. Now imagine if your mom came and lived with us for a week and a half. Exactly.
I think we would both agree that would be like exponentially more difficult.
Yeah, but there's two of them, so I don't know. Nah, it was fine. It was good. I probably won't talk to him for another month or so. Just got to decompress and...
You should be
PTSD comes back when I see them.
We have to be thankful that at our age we still have your parents around.
Oh my god, why do you try and make shit serious? This can be fun.
I'm just saying, you got to be grateful for stuff like that.
God, I did switch out one of my mom's medicines with just like generic like Advil, so we'll see what the short and long term effects.
Which one was it?
The one for her fibromyalgia.
Oh, all right, then she'll be fine.
Yeah, good drugs though. I had never taken them.
All right,
good shit. Let me tell you.
I'm not even sure what that is.
I don't know either. Do you even take medicine for fibromyalgia?
We don't even know that she has that.
Yeah, it's allegedly. Under the alleged column. Yeah, so a lot of exciting stuff going on, though, this past week. There really hasn't been. No breaking news, though. They found the laundry kid's bones and
He's a goner.
Parts and pieces. Yeah, he's deed. He gone.
He was some animal's lunch or dinner.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I bet you killed himself.
Maybe.
I think so. But I don't know that for sure. Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. But you figured though that whole thing is just super weird.
Yeah, it's sad and weird and dumb and avoidable. And now hopefully it won't be the top story in the news for much longer.
Oh, yes, it will.
I hope they're done with that.
They're not, no.
This Maggie Potato Girl and freaking Ryan Laundrie. It's enough.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know if they can tell what's written in that notebook, but that would be some pretty key info people would love to know.
Yeah.
But I bet they're gonna be looking at his parents, right? And try to file suits against them, I'm sure.
I don't know. It depends on what, you know, what they find, what they did. Who knows?
Well, that's exactly it.
Honestly,
what did
they
know?
I don't know.
And what did they say they knew?
Who knows?
Nobody they know.
They know.
The
good FBI Lord
knows.
The good Lord Jesus knows.
True.
Whether they're sinners or not.
It's true.
And he will strike down upon thee with vast vengeance and
all
fury.
Of a sudden we are in a, like, I don't even know what it is. I don't want to say Southern Baptist, but.
Tammy Bay Faker is what your name is going to be.
Yes.
Tammy Bay Faker is going to be your name. And I will be, Gary.
What was her husband's name?
Oh, he was Jim Baker. That's boring, though.
Bim Jaker?
Nah, see, you've ruined it. We'll just put an X in that and move on. Tammy Bay Faker.
Most people don't even know what you're talking about, by the way.
I think she died from having too much Diet Coke. You want to look that up?
No, can we move on? Because it was a lame joke to begin with, and you've taken it way too far. Too far. It has gone too far.
Twofer.
Oh, boy. Snoozer rumor. Let's see.
Yes.
So, the Bills lost last weekend.
This week, technically, Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they played Monday night. It was still an awesome game. They're still super awesome. We got to buy this bye week to recuperate, and then they're going to come back and kick some more butt.
They better.
On the winning note, though, the Sabres are 3-0.
Nobody knows how. Nobody knows why.
Pure resilience. Those guys are out there just
it's hilarious.
Kicking butt.
Now they're getting injuries, though. Even Cody Eakin, the hillbilly redheaded mullet dude, is hurt. He's out for a couple games, so we'll see. He was the backbone of that team. He was bringing the spirit and the fight every night. He wasn't. He was actually not bad. It's surprising.
He wasn't bad. I mean, I think everybody that they have are...
It's almost like a Bad News Bears team right now. So I don't know how long it's going to last. It's interesting that it's lasted even three games. But, nevertheless, they still have... how many games do they play? 82?
Something crazy.
Like 79 said, games to play.
I'm going
to
enjoy
play,
it
so.
While they're winning. And
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you just anticipate. Maybe because I'm jaded.
Yeah, maybe it talks to what we've speculated before. Jack Eichel's a doucher. And
it certainly seems
that
way.
There's a lot of negativity around that redheaded freak.
Yeah.
No offense if you have redhead, you know, if you're a redhead, but he could have done much better with that mop. He looked like Thurman Merman.
Yeah. He wasn't really redheaded. Eakin is redhead. He's more of a strawberry blonde, but he's not red.
He needs to get his shit together and figure out something to do with that hair.
Yes. Anyways. They seem to be doing quite all right without him. And Kyle Okposo, although only wearing it, seems to really be stepping it up and taking the leadership.
Unavoidable. I'm sorry, people.
All right. God bless you, eschew.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Yes.
Back
Kyle Okposo taking
Kyle
the lead.
Kyle Okposo was, yeah, taking
he's
the
actually,
lead.
He's actually, and he's had a couple goals, two or three goals at this point. Yeah. Surprising.
So.
I don't know, man. We'll find out.
Whole season still a big question mark, but I'm going to enjoy them doing well while they are.
Yeah, it'd be cool if both teams did well for once.
Yeah. We'll
because for a long time, neither team has done shit.
Yeah. And not even that Sabres, you know, I'm not even hoping for a super awesome season, but, you know, just being able to sit down and watch a game with the possibility that they're going to win would be great. Right.
Don't just write it off as soon as the game starts like this is going to not be a good thing to experience here.
Yes.
And we have experienced that many times.
Unfortunately.
It was funny because there was all the talk years ago about the tank, right? The Sabres were tanking to get draft picks. They got Sam Reinhart, number two, and then was it the next year? The next year or 2 years after, anyway, they really tanked, ended up getting Eichel. And somebody was joking that I saw that, you know, if Eichel gets traded and they get players, even if it's like 3 or 4 years down the road, end up winning a Stanley Cup, it'll just be proof that the tank worked. It worked how it had to work.
It all works out in the end.
It all comes out in the wash, according to Miranda Lambert, Kelly Clarkson. Oh, who sings It's All Come Out in the Wash? It's one of those newer people. Is it?
I don't know what song you're talking about.
It's a country song. It'll all come out in the wash.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know that song. Can you sing it for me?
No. If you heard it, you would definitely know it, though. So, you know, don't try and lure me into singing a female's country song. That's not something I would ever do. Not even if there's
you
a
You sing
fire.
Songs all the time.
I do. It's true.
I have to tell you not to, but you do.
Yeah. But anyway, that's that. We're back to normal now. We're recording during the week. Last time was on a Sunday. It was all screwed up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all right. If like everybody it. Had to wait a little bit longer, they'll be that much more excited.
I guess. Hopefully. But we'll see. You see, China may be pushing a new COVID theory. Their little disinformation campaign that they might be blaming Maine lobsters. Like lobsters from Maine, not like the Maine lobsters. But it's the latest thing. They're maybe pushing that. They've repeatedly suggested that COVID may have been originated from frozen food imports. Some diplomat noticed pushing the Maine lobster theory last month had already tweeted in December about the theory that COVID could have arrived in Wuhan from elsewhere via the cold chain.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first.
Those are trying to say that the lobsters had COVID?
The frozen lobsters brought COVID from Maine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Whatever. Yeah, you know what? There's stranger
the Maine
theories
virus
out there.
Because the virus came from Maine. Doesn't sound as good as China.
Nobody.
You don't think that's possible?
No.
You don't think that it's some weird crustacean? Are they crustaceans? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some weird crustacean disease that crossed over to humans? That's what they were proposing with the bat thing.
You're a crustacean.
No, I am not.
You're
I'm
pretty
crusty.
Crusty
at times. True. So, yeah, this is all a public right. service announcement now. Instead of just a news update, don't eat lobster, frozen lobster. That
from
might
Maine.
Be where all of the COVID cases are coming from, as it turns out.
Hmm. Lobster's okay.
Whatever, 600,000 people have died in the U.S.?
I don't look at
I'll
those
say
stats.
With COVID, not because of COVID.
Right.
All lobster eaters, as it turns out.
Imagine that.
So
shit.
Those of you who have an allergy to shellfish,
congratulations.
Congrats. You're probably never going to need a vaccine, and you'll probably never catch COVID.
All right, then. I don't know. Understand why lobster is, I don't want to say a delicacy, but it's supposed to be. Like, a lot of people eat it for special occasions mm-hmm. and things. It's tasteless to me. It really only tastes like the butter you dip it in.
Well, I think the 600,000 dead people would disagree with you. It was a delicacy until the batches got tainted with this crossed over virus that came from lobsters. So if you're going to talk shit about seafood, make it something that didn't kill almost a million people. Okay?
You're tainted.
That's so rude. It's so inconsiderate that you would tarnish those people's lives and the emptiness they left behind in their families' lives because you think only... You only taste the butter. If you didn't start snoring, I could have gone on longer, damn it. Butthole.
You've gone too far.
No, I had more. I could have gone on longer. That's what she said. Yeah.
No, but speaking of food, crustaceans, animals,
well,
something like
that. You
have
something that relates to that? Wow. All
right,
good.
Well, I guess it's
segue.
Science related, right? Dude, they transplanted...
Oh,
yeah. A pig kidney into a human, and it worked.
A pygmy, they're calling them now.
Yeah.
That's
pretty wild.
That was pretty crazy. Well, go ahead.
Technically, they were alive, but it was not. This person was a brain-dead individual that they were being kept alive, you know, on ventilator.
Sounds a little like my ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Anyways... So apparently, now it's not just like some random pig from a farm or anything like that.
That sounds like my ex-wife. Please continue.
Oh my God. So anyways, it's not a random pig. It is a lab generated pig.
I see.
And it has been, I guess the DNA has been altered to remove a sugar that would normally be there that a human body would reject.
Oh, okay.
So they were able to genetically remove that, have the pig kidney without it, then use it. And apparently this person, they kidney functioned for a couple of days as it was expected to.
They have noticed no difference.
No. They did not.
Everything was just fine. Business
Everything
as usual
was
with
just
them.
As it was 2 days ago for that.
Did it end up failing?
Well, no, but it wasn't I don't know.
It's just
if
a
they
recent
had to call
story
it.
Because
yes.
of that. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. That was just, you know, 2 days was functioning. They, I don't know, abandoned ship or whatever. On the
oh.
That was just what.
Yeah,
the
I found that really interesting too.
Search was, but.
But to do that onto somebody that's brain dead in like a chemically, medically induced coma, right?
Well, no, I don't think it's not medically.
That's not the same thing?
No. No, they're dead. So they're just using machines to keep their body functioning.
And that's not a medically induced coma?
No.
Oh, sounds like it is.
No.
Did I tell you about the lobsters?
Wait, there was something else I was going to say.
Shit. Right.
So anyways, secondary to using the pig kidneys is the whole controversy about, and some people don't believe that it's right to raise these pigs just to produce parts for
kidneys?
People.
I see.
I say go for it, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking pig.
Can we use the rest of the parts for bacon?
Sorry, it might help keep your grandma alive there, dum-dum. Tell her to stop eating lobster.
Lobster did not cause kidney failure. At least not in this case that we know of.
Well, we don't know that.
I believe death caused kidney failure.
Death was
case.
The ultimate cause of death, as it turns out. You know, lobsters keep growing forever.
Is that how you get king lobsters?
No, those are actually, that's actually royalty. There's lineage to the lobsters. Hmm. They also eat each other.
What? So that's, they're cannibals?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, here you go. This one's right up your alley. Females are players, and they make the first move.
Nice. Go female lobsters.
Oh, man. They chew with their stomachs. I just busted out lobster facts just only because of that stupid story.
They no chew reason. With their stomach? Yeah, well, you know, cut they, out the in-between.
They don't scream in pain when you cook them. I might be screaming in pain soon because a dog just farted. Gross.
Get used to it by now.
Yeah, but they're gross. They can regenerate limbs, which is pretty cool.
Okay, are you done with the lobster facts?
Yep, and their shells were once used to make golf balls. Go ahead. What's next?
Should we start singing the Iraqi lobster song?
Iraqi lobster! Yeah. Oh, hey, Superman is bisexual now.
I saw that, and I don't...
Just an FYI, this is just a PSA.
I heard the announcement.
PSA about the LGBTQ.
And it's, but it's just DC. In the comic books.
Yeah, it's not even like, it's Superman's son. It's Superman and Lois's son. I don't know.
Super he's part
dude.
Of the woke culture.
He's the new
culture.
Superman, but yeah. He is he's bisexual, according to the latest comics that are coming out. So yeah. That's an interesting...
And it made it to the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to prove to both genders what the Man of Steel is all about. That's all I got to say about that.
Okie dokie. On that note, we've been known to drink our share of coffee.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Visit coffee shops.
It's, yes.
Here and there.
Here and there.
And we put some...
And
we,
here and there.
We do... When we buy our coffee, sometimes get some flavoring in there.
Correct.
I'm a fan of the dark chocolate and you, the vanilla, as you, well as some hazelnut.
Are you going to tell me there's a lobster flavoring that we can start taking advantage of?
If there is, will you try it?
Yes.
No, there's not.
Damn it.
I mean, I can try to concoct something for you.
I thought that's where you're going.
No. But there's a new TikTok thing. It's called lemon coffee.
Lemons?
Lemon coffee.
What is lemon coffee?
So lemon coffee trend on TikTok shouldn't be done, health experts say. And it's not that it shouldn't be done. It's just not that it functions as proposed,
well,
if
what
you
is
will.
It?
Well, there's a silly thing that started on TikTok saying, you know, if you could put lemon in your coffee, it's supposed to be like a dietary thing. It's supposed to help you lose weight.
So it's like a lemon water or lemon
right. Lemon water
yeah,
doesn't
lemon cleanse
work
kind of
either.
Crap.
It's, I mean, it lemon juice in and of itself will help, you know, dietary digestive kind of stuff. But
also put on lobsters.
There you go. You can also put it on lobsters. So maybe lemon lobster coffee is the way you want to go.
LLC. Sounds like a legal entity to me.
Or LBCC.
Lemon butter?
Yep.
Ah. Nice.
No, LLCB. Lemon lobster butter.
Coffee butter. You're not good at this. We've established
not.
This before.
We've said this before. I can't do the initial thing. My brain doesn't work that way.
Oh, man. You need help.
I do. It's
you
terrible.
You have a problem, sir.
I can't do the whole... saying words and coming up with the acronyms very quickly.
I know. That's why I'm here. And to talk about lobsters. Did yep. you know? I'm kidding. I don't have any lobster facts. But in, related to TikTok, though, there's a thing physicians are seeing now from teenage girls, and they're saying that TikTok is giving teen girls Tourette-like tics. Have you seen that at all?
TikTok is?
Yeah.
Why?
They believe TikTok trends and pandemic boredom to be the source. Whoops. Sorry, I have to hit a button here. Research is now underway in the U.S. to discover the underlying cause of the rise in Tourette-like cases, including one recent article by a team of Chicago-based doctors. Tourette syndrome is a nervous system disorder that causes repeated uncontrolled movements, such as blinking and seizure-like jerks or noisy outbursts. Apparently, the rate has multiplied quite drastically, and they think it has to do with the exposure, the constant flicking of videos, whatever it is.
I was just going to ask, how is it different than any other social media platform? Like, why would it be TikTok specifically versus scrolling through YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or blah, 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 blah? Any other gazillion ones?
Well, that would require me to actually look into that story more, and I definitely didn't. But it does say that some kids who watch social media and develop tics, and some don't have any access to social media and develop tics, so may not be related. However, that is the leading theory at the moment. TikTok tics. TikTok tics. I don't know. Your mom's house, not your mom's house, the podcast Your Mom's House, is they always go through Christina P's curation of TikTok clips. But they refer to people who are, let's say, mentally challenged as fully talked. So it's kind of funny to be talking about. It's just a funny way of saying it.
Why can't they be fully ticked?
Because I think talk sounds better. Tick sounds like you're mad. Probably didn't get their lobster, which is fine because they didn't catch COVID then. So, yeah.
Well, aren't you ticked if you end up fully talked?
You probably would be, but you might not know any better. You don't even know.
Maybe.
Don't even know you're talked.
Oh, boy.
What? Do you want to go over some exciting things in history on this day?
It depends. Are these, like, for real ones or ones you're just going to make up on the spot and try to get me to believe are real?
Well, you're going to have to guess.
Oh, boy.
On this day in 1752, the lobster was first introduced as a... That's definitely made up. No, but in 1879, after 14 months of testing, Thomas Edison first demonstrates his electric lamp, hoping to one day compete with the gas light. It's exciting. He introduced his electric lamp.
I suppose. We still had a gas lamp in our house when we bought
it. That's true. It's still in the kitchen. Not hooked up anymore. But as it turns out, he was trying to convince people even before that it was working. And even though they knew it wasn't, he still prompted and promoted that narrative incessantly, making people think that maybe it actually does work, and they would start disbelieving their own thoughts on that. It was weird. I lost you on that, didn't I? He was gaslighting people.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I'll just come out and explain it.
That was weird.
Yeah, anyway, but that part is true. 1961, Bob Dylan's first record came out.
Nobody cares.
And he recorded it in a single day. It cost $400 to record.
Go Bob Dylan.
Yeah. A recent copy sold at auction for $35,000. Isn't that nuts?
It is.
Yeah, because he's not that talented. I don't get the allure to Bob Dylan.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
That's John Denver.
Oh.
How do you fucking mix up Bob Dylan and John Denver? Boy, I don't know. Yeah, that's first album was $400. Did that include Rocky Mountain High? Was that on there?
Was that on there? No, true. Clearly shows I don't listen to that music.
You came in so confidently with it, too. Oh, boy. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yep. Thank God.
Thank God.
Oh, shit. That was hilarious. Oh, man. Also in 1959, though, the Guggenheim Museum opened up in New York City. You've seen that building. It's like the circular one.
Maybe.
Yeah. Designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Okay.
Famous for around our area.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of stuff here.
But you know where you might remember it from? Men in Black. Opening scene where Will Smith is chasing that dude. Ends up on the roof.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The Guggenheim.
Hmm.
1959. Cost 50 cents to get in the first day.
Okay.
Admission now is
$12.
Something I didn't even look up. Couple of birthdays. Alfred Nobel. Ring any bells? Alfred Nobel.
Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, prize is, yeah. He's the founder of the Nobel Prizes and, apparently pretty braggadocious, just decided to fucking name them after himself.
Well, he probably got tired of never winning any, so he figured I'll just create my own award. Win these. And
also, apparently, the inventor of dynamite.
Dynamite?
Dynamite. You could fucking Jimmy J. Walker should thank Nobel for that, because otherwise he wouldn't have had a catchphrase to say. Carrie Fisher, also born on this day in 1956.
All right.
Died on a plane with like 14 different drugs in her fucking body. Yeah.
It happens.
Rest in peace, Princess Leia.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Anyway. That's that. That's the exciting. Those are the only exciting things that happened on this day in history, and those aren't very exciting.
You didn't even make any up.
It was a really boring day. Well, I started to make up the lobster one, but it just faded instantly. Yeah. I got like three words into it. Sorry, I'll do better next time.
You didn't make me up. So it's fall.
Give you a tick.
Like, for real now, because it's not, like, cold outside and stuff.
It is. I even commented yesterday that I think I may have mowed the lawn for the last time when I did it a week and a half or so ago.
Cool. You can start scooping poop now instead.
Yeah, well, I'll finish the roof first.
All right. Get on that. Anyways. So, it's fall. Do you like pumpkin? Pumpkin spice?
No.
Perhaps? Pumpkin at all? Pumpkin cookies?
Nope.
Pumpkin pie?
Don't put any fruit in a cookie or in bread or a vegetable in a cookie or bread. Just stop.
Pumpkin
Nobody wants this.
Pie.
No, I hate pumpkin pie. That's fucking disgusting.
Why you gotta throw the F-bombs in
Because
there?
It's so gross. Pumpkin pie is nasty.
Anyways.
Sorry to
pumpkin,
ruin your story.
You don't worry about ruining my story. Right, you may God just damn. Have ruined your own life. Because eating pumpkin...
Well, our anniversary is coming up.
...may help you look younger and lose weight.
All right. Well, I'll give it a shot. I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. You really said how much I hate it, so now we're not even going to let you eat any of it.
Is this a TikTok pumpkin challenge?
No. This is just the truth.
Oh, whoa.
Just the truth.
The truth will set you free.
That's right, because you know what? Pumpkins, they can help with your eyesight. Maybe if you ate pumpkin, you wouldn't have to wear glasses.
Dude, I've been wearing glasses since the second grade.
Well, you should have had pumpkin then, maybe.
Talk to my parents.
Fran,
one more
feed
reason.
Them pumpkin.
One more reason you were not the best.
Anyways, it's a high source of vitamin A, which is a significant role in eye health.
I see.
Maybe if you start eating it now, they won't continue to get worse.
They haven't gotten worse. They actually have not changed. The last time I got my eyes checked, 2 months ago? And prior to that was 3 years. Nothing changed. So, as you were saying?
Glaucoma.
Don't have it. Nothing changed there either. They did all the tests.
No. Didn't they say you're starting to? Something weird was
the
wrong.
The one doctor I saw that time, and I've seen her a couple times. She's a little Asian lady. She made it.
What does her ethnicity have to do with this?
Well, I think she's trying to blame glaucoma on lobsters. She made it seem like my eye was going to like fucking explode in a week.
And you promptly went to the specialist, right?
Correct. I did not. And,
exactly.
So I go back 3 years later, and this guy's like, no, it looks good. He goes, and here's the picture from before. There's been no change. Everything looks fine. Okay.
Maybe he's wrong, and she was right.
Maybe,
wouldn't that be suck if
maybe
you
she was just
sided
with
him
terrible and... doctor, and that's why she's not there anymore.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe fuck yourself.
Anyways, pumpkins are also immunity boosters, by the way, besides being packed with vitamin A. Pumpkins are high in a good source of vitamin C, which is, we all know, good for your immune system.
Yes, it is.
Vitamin A, I'm sorry, bleh. Vitamin C aids with your neutrophils, which is a type of immune cell.
All right.
Do you want to know what else pumpkins do?
They mate vigorously in the fall.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
No. Well. They can help you stay limber.
Whoa.
Limberness is a concern of yours. I've seen your list of concerns.
Do you have to?
And I believe it was number 7 or 8 was staying limber. So you might want to eat more pumpkin.
How did you get access to my list of concerns?
I spied.
Number six was make sure you hide this concern list well. Clearly didn't do that.
You know why they help you stay limber? Because they are high in potassium.
Potassium.
Similar to the banana. Pumpkins are also helpful for weight loss. As previously stated, they're beneficial for us because they are largely made of water and it is low in calories. So
calories, you know what I hear about
make
that?
You feel full.
Drink water. If
no.
It's good, yeah.
No, because
and
it
take
also has is high in fiber And it helps lower your cholesterol.
Great.
So the fiber, which helps you feel fuller, is good for you and your digestive system.
Mm.
And it helps lower your bad cholesterol.
Oh, does it?
I wasn't done.
Yeah, yeah, I think we are. Facebook, people would rather hear more about lobsters than
podcasts of the day. Doodly 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 doodly.
You shouldn't put me in charge of things like this.
You can say that again. Yeah.
What do you got this week on your Facebook Marketplace post that you weren't prepared for because I sprung it on you?
So, good old Facebook Marketplace post. You know, it's not easy to find this stuff, to find something fun.
Yeah,
something
I know.
Original anymore.
It's tough.
However, I decided to say, you know what? I'm just going to start searching for stuff.
Oh, there you go. That will start changing your algorithm, too. You'll get weird
things.
Well,
yeah, the only thing that comes up on my algorithm for some reason
I'm going to guess is like furniture.
Is furniture, stickers, coffee mugs, and signs.
Yeah, just start looking for weird shit, like pixie sticks and
swords. I mean, I've looked for like
swords.
All kinds
I don't
of
know.
Stuff. But for some reason, that's just what they keep trying to feed me. Jerks. Anyway, so I decided to just go ahead and do a local search for shit.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody's bored, I highly suggest you do this, because it's kind of funny. Not only do you see who clearly can't read and misspells their advertisements, mm-hmm. because there are lots of people selling what I believe they meant to say were shirts, but are actually
shits.
Just shits, as well as suits.
I got shits. Lots of shits. Okay, man.
Shits
down.
And suits
all
that are
us.
Being sold as shit. Shirts and shoots. You know what I'm saying?
At this point, I'm not sure.
Anyways, there was also all kinds of stuff on here that was just cracking me up. So, like, people just have, like, a box of stuff, and it's like a box of shit. Mm-hmm. Here, you can just, you know, it's free. Come and get it. One of the other cute things that was on there was a little bag. Very cute little cosmetic-looking bag. Peach, it had flowers on it. And then in very pretty cursive writing, it said, "All my diabetic shit."
Oh, okay. Wow.
So,
yeah. There's little sugar packets in there, too.
If I was a diabetic, I would own that because it's funny.
I see.
Yeah. So people selling cars that they're actually intentionally referring to as pieces of shit.
Ah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, stickers that are for the shit box.
The shit box.
Yeah, I don't know what shit box is, but there's a couple of those that are on there. There were t-shirts that just say, you know, outdoing mom shit. So there was some funny stuff out there.
See, that's, you might want to search for some other things. That's not really up your alley, those
what?
Types of things, wearing a shirt that says, like, mom doing mom shit or whatever. So if that's going to
be weird if you were wearing it.
No, but if that's going to change your algorithm to stuff like that, it's kind of it's a wrong turn for you. You want other things like pitchforks or, you know, I don't know.
Pitchforks?
Spare tires. Just other things besides shirts with slogans on them. That's not really your thing.
Pitchforks.
Why not?
Because I bale hay often.
You're going to have to bail me out of this podcast soon if we keep going. It's boy.
Or spare tires. Although we did recently think about picking up a spare tire somewhere
yes.
for Hank to chew on in the backyard.
Outside. We want to get him a tire so that he can just chew it. It's like be perfect. Probably like a motorcycle tire or something would be perfect.
Yeah, something that doesn't have like steel treads in it.
Yeah,
really
so retro-y. we can tell, like, you know, like 2 weeks or so ago, he finally discovered your hammock that's out there on a stand, and he kind of tore the mosquito net thing that I had got you for your birthday that
yeah,
goes over
really
the hammock
sad,
to protect
I
you
really
from the
like
elements.
I really like my mosquito net.
So that being aside, that can be fixed. This past weekend, you know, because we let the dogs out and you just kind of look in the yard. At one point, I'm like, the hammock looks like it's at a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was. Hank mm-hmm. got to it, started pulling. There's also a cover that goes over the hammock between the two stands. And he started pulling and ripping at that. But that's not that unusual. What's unusual is that
he dragged
people,
it across
yeah,
the quite a ways
and
then
it was leaning on the fence.
Threw it half of it up over the side of the fence.
So this is the enormity of our animal here. He took a hammock stand, which is probably spans, because I have to move it every time I mow. You know, from end to end, it's good, what, 7-8 feet?
I was going
to
be, yeah, 7-8 feet.
Yeah, of metal.
Yeah.
And not that easy. Up in the air somehow.
Onto the fence.
Onto the fence.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. He's a giant monster.
He really is. But speaking of Hank, there is a cane corso down at the Buffalo Animal Shelter. Mm. His name is Noodles.
Noodles.
And Noodles is looking for a home.
How old is Noodles?
What does it matter?
A lot.
Why?
How old is Noodles?
Noodles is like 6 years old, they think. But he sounds so cute.
Noodles is bad news. Noodles. Bad noodles.
He's so cute. He's that blue color. You know,
see,
that gray
he's blue?
Color?
Oh.
That's what they call it. Yeah.
Cool.
So
I'm sure somebody will
Hank
find him.
Hank would love to have a breed buddy.
No, he wouldn't. Not a six-year-old one.
Why not?
Because that dog's already like end of those. These guys only live to like 8 years old.
You don't know that.
I studied it before we got Hank.
You haven't studied anything.
Did I tell you about COVID and lobsters? I think so. Okay.
We can edit that out, right?
You got anything else? Because this is just going downhill. See, this is what happens.
I think it was downhill from the beginning.
When we're not in practice doing a weekly, this is what you get, folks. This is what you get. This is really cool, though. One more quick thing that some dude was, I can't remember where it was. Was it Israel? Was it? Yeah, it was off the coast of Israel. Some scuba diver found what is to believe a crusader's sword. It's 900 years old.
Where was this?
Off of the coast of Israel.
Wow.
That's really fucking cool. Find a sword from the Crusades? That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it. That's the thing. I just thought that was super cool.
I did my term paper in high school on the Crusades.
Yeah? Did it involve finding a 900-year-old sword?
No.
Because that's more
exciting. I remember
than
nothing about it. Literally nothing. I wrote like this 13-page page. I remember nothing.
Because you probably just copied from freaking encyclopedias and shit. Went to the library like, does it say Crusades in it? All right, come on. Yeah, but it's talking about their underwear. That's cool.
It doesn't matter.
It's getting
in
my paper.
Whatever.
Good grief. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up then, lady. We're going to get back on schedule now. Everything's good.
Kind of.
Oh, it's good. It's good. So... feel good about this one?
Sure.
I feel great. I think that, you know, it's all uphill from here.
Such is life.
I love you.
I love you too, darling. Thank you for coming today and sharing this time with me.
You know what? I know that was sarcastic, but I'm going to take it and I'm going to run with it and just pretend you were sincere.
What makes you think I was not sincere?
The little stutter you said right before, what makes you think I'm not sincere? So, that's what did it, in case you really wanted to know. Bye.